The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
One, two, three, four.
It's the start of something beautiful. A small acquaintance has blossomed. It's ripened into a precious friendship. It feels like it's better with you. My life, it's better with you. This is true, it's better with two. My life, it's better with you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to My Brother, Me, and Advice Show for the Modern Era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
This is your middlest brother, Travis McElroy. I'm so happy to be here, and you could have listened to any podcast, and you chose us, so we're going to get moving here. We got a nice tailwind on the podcast, so we're hoping to end early, about 49 minutes. Just sit back and relax.
Hey there, frequent flyers. This is Griffin McElroy, and we hope you've got your tickets for both the flight and for the theater, because it's time for a movie watch, special movie for all of us this holiday season.
It's Valentine's Day. It's plain and time's plain.
And it's Plane Watch.
Zoom.
Gerald Butler has come to us from the Mount. He's come down from the Mount.
It's a new prophecy for Gerard Butler.
From Gerald Butler comes down from the Mount with his tablets, and etched in the tablet is one word, and the word is plain, and the other tablet is blank. He says this one's going to be plain too.
One says plain, and the other one says this tablet intentionally left blank.
Yeah.
Like, this is the only. And then next year, the tablet will change to a giant S.
Yes.
They'll just put that next to
with
plain.
With a money sign.
Jim Cameron. It's plain watch.
Aliens.
Travis has been sort of my boots on the ground, plain street team for a while. He's been sending us lots of promotional images.
My favorite last week. People behind Plane, the Plane producers, were like, we're going to leak some stills to some news. Those stills, one, a bunch of people dramatically crossing their arm, leaning or sitting at a table.
Great.
And looking at, I imagine, a screen where something more interesting is happening. And then another one where Gerard Butler is just kind of looking out a plane door, and it's a close-up. Yeah. We barely see any plane in it, and they're like, this will get them horny for Plane.
What's wild is it's kind of like the Babadook, because you don't actually see the plane until like an hour and a half into the film. And when it reveals the plane, guys, when I saw it in theaters, when it finally shows the plane, people lost their asses.
People went
fucking ballistic.
I'm just saying, M. Night Shyamalan's back. Plane is his best work so far. The twist that it ends up being P-L-A-I-N.
Yes.
Blew me away. I had no idea. No idea that was coming.
Huge. Yeah, I mean, it's from the makers of Old and Mermaid and Hellevator, Complain. And I think that this is Jared's best work yet.
Yeah,
for my money. I loved him in 300. I loved him in
301.
301 Dalmatians. I think he's a natural talent, and I'll watch anything that he does.
Gamer. Loved Gamer.
Forget about it.
We stand.
I love how many times in Gamer he was teabagging dudes.
he kills a lot of men and puts his privates on them in Gamer a lot. He does it a few times in Plane. Every time he does it in Plane, he looks at you like at the camera like, From Gamer, he says that. From Gamer, remember when I do this in Gamer? I love how it's all sort of one connected Gerald verse.
I have a little a game for you guys.
Ooh, a playing game? Okay.
Yeah, this is a playing game. The reviews are in.
Okay.
And I'm going to read the Rotten Tomatoes snippets from these reviews.
Great.
And your task,
yeah,
if I may, is to tell me if it is a positive review, if it has been excerpted from a positive review or a negative review the movie playing.
This now, seems like it shouldn't be too hard.
And Justin, I'm just going to say, it'll be too easy if it contains the word soars or crashes. I will know exactly which one it is.
You may think so.
Let's see.
Okay, here's the first one. Reminded me of a picture of a beautifully drawn horse that turned into a stick figure by the end.
That's a negative one. I don't think they liked it.
Yeah, it's got to be negative.
Okay, that is negative. Correct.
Good. Okay, correct. Good game. Good game so far.
That's also a specific, like, meme reference there, author. You can't be like, it reminds me of, like, just say, it's like that meme.
It's like that one meme. Plane would have, now, this is from James Baradinelli.
Okay. Oh, I love it.
And he says, plane would have been an adequate way to waste a couple hours lounging on the couch and munching salty snacks. But as a multiplex draw, not quite, even if you bring the salty snacks along. I think Jim was hungry.
Yeah, I think Jim might have been hungry. Maybe Jim also doesn't understand that at the theater, you can get the salty snacks. They have the salty snacks, everything you need sort of snack-wise. They do
have
it. Yeah,
it's all there.
The theater,
no problem.
I'm going to say it's a positive one, because he said not quite, which could have been worse.
Yeah, I think he had an all right time. It sounds like, honestly, it's his fault because he watched it in the wrong place.
Because he didn't bring the salty snacks along.
Well, he went to like the 10:30 a.m. showing and he was like, I'll be fine. But then by the time the movie's done, he's like, oh, it's past lunch. Oh, no.
Yeah. It sounds like you can't be like, I watched Plane in a spider filled room and so I hated it. It's a bad movie. It's whatever, man.
I think it feels like, also, salty snacks is so nonspecific. It feels like he's a socialite trying to remember what the common folk is.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
it's
we
like,
love salt.
Lover, do they remind me, do they eat brie and watercress at the cinema? No, just salty snacks is what I write. Okay, this is a tough one.
Oh.
Plane is
was it positive or negative?
Oh, it was negative. You were wrong.
Oh.
Plane is an unattractive but viscerally effective film. There is little here to admire for the eye, absolutely nothing for the brain, but plenty to appeal to the id.
Huh. Oh, damn.
Wow.
This is, I don't know who wrote this one, but they sound like they might be too smart for Plane.
Yeah.
That's positive. I think they actually did like it.
Yeah, I think it's positive too, because they're saying like, yeah, listen, turn off your heart, turn off your brain.
Close your heart.
Turn on your guts.
Close your heart to Plane.
Your guts are going to love it.
Close your heart to
Plane. Let Plane get up in your guts. You're going to love it.
What was that, Juice?
Okay,
is that positive or negative?
That one was positive, yes.
Yeah.
Coulter counterbalances all his brawny physicality with a grimy, utilitarian sense of humor. Moments of Gaspar skulking around corners with a sledgehammer, at least in my screening, drew bigger cheers than Butler's vein-popping cockpit performance.
Wow.
Whoa. I would love to ever do anything artistic in my life that people refer to as a vein-popping anything. Like Griffin's vein-popping humor on this episode of My Bim Bam.
Now, I enjoy Matt Mercer's voice work on Critical Role, but of course, it does not compare to Griffin's vein-popping DM-ery.
I love movies.
Positive or negative?
Positive.
I'm going to say positive, I do like the idea of Gaspar skulking around corners with his sledged hammer.
It's negative. They didn't like it.
Okay.
All right, last one. And I just feel like this one really sums it up because Jordan Hoffman is a great critic. If you buy a ticket for this one, just know there's no first class option.
Nice.
That's
good. But with moderate expectations, you'll still get to your destination. A review I think I would love to have leveled at our
Yeah,
sure.
With moderate expectations, we'll get you there.
With moderate expectations, everything's good.
Well, I'm just saying that this is actually a very good summary of air travel experience as it exists, like, yes, on a very average basis, which is just like, yeah, man, listen, they got planes over in, like, Qatar that, like, you're sitting in a full-blown, like, hotel room on the plane.
Swimming pool,
but,
right,
like, your average plane, you're just there to get where you're going. So, right, if you just need to kill, I'm going to guess, 95 minutes, you're going to love plane in that when you sit down, you'll have 95 minutes to go until lunchtime.
Yeah.
And when it's done, 95, you'll have reached lunchtime.
If you have the endurance for it, you can finish plane. That's my review of plane. Yeah. I saw it in theaters and I had an amazing time, but at a very basic level, if you sit there, it has the whole movie in plane.
Yeah.
Like the whole movie's there. They don't. Yeah. You're not going to not finish playing if you try really hard.
I'm going to say that that's a positive, Justin.
Yeah, positive. Huge. Huge for playing.
Yeah, positive. Jordan's right.
Justin, can I guess what the percentage on Rotten Tomatoes is? Ooh,
that's
fine.
I love that. Tiebreaker.
Critical, I'm going to say like 58%.
I was going to say 40% crit.
Can you guys do it in terms of positive? Because that's the way it all, like, what percentage positive? I don't understand what
I'm saying. 58% positive.
The Rotten Tomatoes score, which is expressed in a percentage
of
always,
positive reviews,
40% positive.
58% positive.
Hey, guys, get ready for liftoff because this one's at 75% positive.
Let's go, baby.
Hell yeah, man.
Let's fucking go.
Gerard, you're back, baby.
You're back, baby.
Do you remember you called me last night and you're like, I don't think I'm back, but you are back.
You're back
Gerard.
Now,
you're back.
Bud.
You're soaring. You're flying.
You're
high,
flying
baby.
Like your titular plane. Plane two. Planes.
Train. Truck. Hey,
Trav, your
boat.
Haircut looks good.
Hey, thanks,
like
bud.
First
Here,
time
Travis.
I've seen it in camera. It looks nice.
Yeah, thank you. I said, give me the Sonic, baby, and they did.
Did you? Did you, when picking the baffling for your little sound prison that you've made there, did you make sure that it is the same color as your hair and it kind of does make you look like a woolly willy man?
Yeah.
A man with a sort of divot. Yeah.
I wanted people to be able to green screen it or purple screen it easier. That's why I also
purple screen
like
your
purple
hair out. Okay.
Thing. Well, I've been trapped in this cube for a long time and I'm so bored.
You are, with all the purple, it looks kind of like pickup artist camouflage.
Yeah.
Like you're trying to hide in mysteries, like you dress to blend into mysteries curtains.
Well, the thing is I made the decision that I got fish, and having fish tank is basically saying, and the sound quality in here will be terrible forever. So I have to stay trapped in my little box here, but my fish get to live in their little box. Oh, no. Actually, only now do I realize I've trapped us both in boxes. How metaphorically painful.
Guys, I just Googled plane bloopers, and it brought up, don't Google that.
No,
it brought up some, what I would describe as real life plane bloopers, and those aren't lighthearted fun.
Well, then they shouldn't call them bloopers. Bloopers inherently implies lighthearted fun. You're not like, oh, there was a plane blooper today. We lost 75 souls.
75 souls. Did you recover the black box from the plane blooper someone made?
Now, Griffin.
What a fucking bozo.
And he's survived by his wife and kids.
Fucking Sully is like the only one who can say like, yeah, guys, I had a real plane blooper up there. Every other tragic plane-based whoopsie cannot be called a blooper except for Sully's.
The problem is that the bar that Sully the film had to cross is that it had to be so good and well acted, it made you forget how fucking funny the whole thing is. It's hysterical. Birds flew in and he landed in the lake.
Yeah,
and
that's not where it's supposed to be. So that's plane. Get there. Day one.
Get there day one, six days ago. This is not plain.
No.
This is an advice show. So we're going to help you, the people of the world. I'm going to see Cats the Musical next month. Meow. I'm desperately trying to figure out what to wear. Is it weird to wear anything cat-themed? Is it weird not to wear anything cat-themed? Surely I'm not supposed to go in costume, right?
Well,
that's from Costuming Conundrum in Chicago. And this is an excellent question.
Really good.
Thank you. This is perfectly targeted, right down the middle.
You can't say not supposed to go in costume. Like, as long as your costume is, let's call it what it is, tastefully fitted, they'll let you in.
Yeah, they'll let you in.
They won't turn you away.
I think there is no.
Yeah, if you think about that critically for more than a second.
Stand. Okay, I'm going to stand. So,
I can't. I've gone down that road before, and I know what happened.
Okay, Travis has to sit.
Hachi-machi.
See?
My globe fell over. My spaceship Earth fell over.
When we stand up, bad things happen.
Justin's crypto is spilt all over the damn floor. Okay. Losing value as we speak. I don't want this crypto. This crypto's dirty.
What is this? M&M stuck to it? Gross.
There is definitely a level of close approximation of cat costume.
Yes.
Where at which point the ushers will have to say, this is confusing.
People are really weirded. People think for sure they are about to get swept up in interactive theater. Well, and you work really hard.
The essential point for this, if you've never seen Cats Live.
Yes, good point.
Is that it is an element in most productions that the cats will come into your fucking space you paid for.
They like come down the aisles and shit.
Yeah.
And what if the ushers are worried that you're just going to like seamlessly blend in? And there's like, yeah, I got an aisle seat. And it's like, okay, but you're dressing. Yeah, no, don't worry about it. Wait, that seat's empty. Which one of them is it? Ah!
Literally nothing would be better though. If someone did that, how long do you think you could make it before someone's like, that one's not hitting right for me? Is that cat around?
Yeah, sure. That cat's licking, and by cat, I mean man, and furry man is licking their butthole right next to me. I don't think that they're part of the touring production of Cats.
Now, Justin, you have probably experienced this in your love of Disney, but could you perhaps do Cats Bounding?
Cats Bounding is good.
Right?
Like,
good.
You do buns that look like cat ears.
Yeah, that's you maybe cool. Have a print vest under. I mean, listen, you could do magical
No. Let's finish the sentence.
Like a patterned vest underneath your tuxedo. But then
like
I realized.
Jaguar.
Right. But then perhaps. I realized you could just do a magical Mr. Mistopheles bounding so fucking easily. He's a tuxedo cat.
You start in a regular tuxedo. And then as the production's going on, you add a few little twisted details that get you to full Mistopheles.
Like face paint.
So you cat bound in the while everybody else is trying to enjoy the show, you are applying spirit gum.
Covertly.
Okay, interesting.
Tastefully.
Yeah. That would be probably the most fucked up, viscerally upsetting experience for the person sitting next to you to just like look over every once in a while and be like, hey, Margaret, I swear to Christ, the guy sitting next to me is changing.
He's more and more old Deuteronomy every time I look over.
I can't catch him doing it because he's so discreet.
He's really fast.
Yes, I'm sorry. So we're going to have to ask you to leave the theater. Is it because my cell phone rang in Act 1? No.
Nope.
No. We were going to let that one go, but then you added the whiskers.
The problem, sir, is you are anamorphing, and it's making a smell people are upset about.
Think there's an anamorph smell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's, Justin, because there's a mass
glands
loss.
Are empty.
If you turn from a human to a hawk, that mass has to go somewhere, Justin.
Yes.
Otherwise, you have a hawk that weighs like 180 pounds, and that thing's never going to fly. So that mass has to be released as a mass gas, if you will. Now, when you turn back.
Is it gaseous, or is it sort of a liquid?
A little
goop,
bit of both. Little column A, little column B. It's ectoplasmic and orgasmic. And then when you turn back, you have to absorb that mass from somewhere. This is just science, Justin.
Let me hit you guys with an idea.
Okay.
This is my bold vision for the future of cats. The cat, the house cat, or the street cat, is one of nature's most chaotic animals. You can't control what a kitty cat does, right? I think people should be allowed to go to productions of cats dressed up as cats, and they should, if they can get on the stage, they should be allowed to stay there and kind of just act like a kitty cat while the rest of the play happens around them. And then if you and the audience are like, I'm trying to enjoy the show, but there is a man dressed up as a cat, doesn't look quite exactly like the rest of the cats, but he is crawling around and sniffling and meowing every once in a while. I think that that sort of only lends itself to the authenticity of the production, because it's like, yeah, not herding cats is like an idiom. You can't expect every cat on that stage to be doing the right thing.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah, Griffin, they're doing their own thing.
As a theater owner, I will agree to this proposal on one condition.
Go ahead.
Allow me to have in-theater security dressed as dogs. And if they catch a cat approaching, they can, like, bark and the cat has to, like, hiss and screech and run away.
Yeah, or alternatively, the director of the show, who is going to become a character sort of our town style, should be allowed to go on stage at any point with a spray bottle and just sort of spritz anyone who's wandered in from the crowd dressed up kind of like a kitty cat, but not exactly like a kitty cat.
And if they're doing really good, they get a little collar with a bell on it, and that means you're invited to stay. You're part of the show.
Oh, that's
now.
Good. That, how fucking cool would it be? How fucking... Okay. Okay. How fucking cool would it be if every time you went to a production of Cats, you didn't know who was going to get taken up to the Heavyside Lair?
Oh, shit.
Because it could be Grisabella, right?
Yeah,
it could
be Grisabella. Right.
It's usually going to be Grisabella. Most of the time, I would say nine times out of 10, it's going to be Grisabella. But if a kitty cat wanders in off the street, off the crowd, off the audience, and really captures the audience's hearts and minds, they should be like, you know, and the Heaviside Layer winner of this contest is Matt.
Matt the cat.
And Matt the cat gets to go up in the balloon, and the rest of the cast is going to be like, and Grisabella's going to be like,
maybe tomorrow.
What am I supposed to do?
Now Grisabella simply dies.
Grisabella just kind of stands there and just kind of does like the Ashley Simpson dance. Like, I'm not sure what, I don't have blocking. I don't have my blocking is the balloon that goes up. I don't have anything past that. Are you kidding me? I don't like cats. I would go see it every night if I knew there was a chance.
That you'd get to go to the Heaviside Layer?
I mean, I could.
Okay, now, Justin, that's a good point. Never. Griffin, how many times would you have to see the show before you're like,
I felt
it's my time?
Here's the thing, though. I'm going to go to it.
I've earned it.
My first time that I try to rush the stage, I'm going to get sprayed hard.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I'm not going to have the kind of cat acumen required.
You're out in the lobby on, like, your 20th viewing, and you see somebody else come in, and you're like, oh, first time? And your costume is just, like, soaked from all the sprayings that
from
never
all the spray,
dry.
Yeah.
They use, like, Vaseline spray.
I'm not even going to hit the boards. I'm going to approach the... approach the door that they make you walk through, which I hope has a metal detector and security measures just to keep the cats safe. I think my first time, I'm going to show up just with kitty cat ears on and just like regular clothes, and they're just going to shake the no-no can and I'll go back to my seat. But after a dozen times, two dozen times, five dozen times, I'm going to make the stage. I'm going to do what needs to be done to get up in that balloon.
Well, that's threatening, Griffin. You can't say...
I'm going to do whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes. I was thinking like Follow Spot just like swings around in the audience every night and it lands on somebody and then that person gets to die at Cats. Like you get to come up and die at the show Cats.
Now that's interesting, Justin, because when I was thinking of an audience member being taken to the Heaviside Lair, I wasn't thinking that they would be...
sacrificed?
Destroyed.
It's planned, though.
Yeah, and that's fun because then every night when I come home from Cats, my wife embraces me deeply.
So happy that you've made it back.
This was something fun that I came up with, and I feel like you guys have perverted it in a way. Like, I don't want to go to Cats and be afraid that I could die, but be 100% certain I will see an actual human death.
That's off stage, actually.
Yeah. You won't
it's
see
off,
it.
It's off stage. Okay. How was Cats? It was great. The music was great. The production, excellent.
Choreography.
There were a lot of people rushed the stage. The spray bottle was spritzing like mad. The implied cinecide was not my favorite part of this show.
I get, you know, you think people ever say, I've been thinking about getting into My Brother, My Brother, Me. Oh, cool. Should I listen to the previous episodes? Like, no. You should watch Cats. If you haven't seen Cat, you need to see Cats to get it. But you guys got one other question?
I mean, I do all have a wizard. I have a wizard here with me.
Spit it's
not
out.
The usual. It's not the usual one.
Oh. Well, that this is all, you his, know, his, new his year, name, new you.
It's his name renewal. Is Zandagorp.
Oh, I know him.
He sucks, but he did bring a cool WikiHow here. Actually, Michelle brought it. Thanks, Michelle. It's how to win a dance-off. Dance-offs can be very stressful and tiring, yes. But they're equally fun, too. A dance-off is an informal competition between two dancers or groups who must progressively dance better than their opponent. Anyone can challenge you to a dance-off at any point in time, but sometimes they pass for competitions. Don't know what that means. Dance-offs are just about showing attitude, improvising, grooving to the music.
Now, that is, okay, you can't say it's an informal event and then, like, in the next sentence say, sometimes they're like full-blown competitions. Because I would argue a full-blown competition where dance teams perform for judges is not an informal event.
No.
That's but nobody's wearing tuxedos.
No, and Justin
guess
is
that. Well, you don't know that, J-Man. Can you tell
that's
me that's
true? You're not required to. It's still not a formal event.
Okay. Justin has brought us to our first point here, and that is being prepared. Look decent and be ready at all times.
Even
although
in
you
bed?
Aren't Although you aren't expected to wear clothes saved for performances, I don't know what that means. It's best if you stay prepared and wear nice clothes, as you can be challenged at any point in time. Gosh, that's got to be exhausting, huh?
Well, Griffin, so you chose to get into the dance life, so if you get caught,
I'm not sure how I raise the PvP flag for dancing to just let people know, like when I'm going on the metro, please, if someone sees me, they're like, that guy's ready to
well,
dance.
Well, you're always wearing tearaway pants and jazz shoes.
Yeah,
Symbols like everybody sees that and they're like, he's fucking ready. And the first time you ever, not a lot of people know this, first time you ever do any dance move in your entire life, you've entered into potential competitive dance circuit.
That's right.
Right? Everyone can feel it ripple through the world of like, oh, Griffin just like did like a jazz square.
Get him. You have to not dance for 6 months.
Yeah.
To lower the flag.
That's what John Lithgow in Footloose was trying to do. He was trying to save his town, not save their souls, but they were getting challenged to dance battles left and right. And he was like, we're losing so many dance battles. We've lowered the credit rating of our whole town. We're broke. Everybody stop dancing.
Please.
Hey. Can we, Griffin, I don't want to interrupt your flow, but can we talk about John Lithgow for 10 minutes?
10 minutes?
No.
That's a big ask, J-Man. No, that's 1/6 of the show.
It's 5 minutes.
Okay.
No, you can't agree. I need Griffin to say, Justin, it's okay for you to interrupt my
bit. Right now what we're doing is bargaining of how much Lithgow time I'm going to permit you. And I really don't want to do any more than like 2 minutes. Can you get it done in 2 minutes?
Yeah. Okay.
What do you need to get done?
I can get it done in 2 minutes.
Okay.
I'm watching this show called The Old Man that's about Jeff Bridges and John Lithgow. One is an ex-CIA agent. One's like a government operative, and they're squaring off against
each
other.
The name of the show is The Old Man?
The Old Man.
There's more, but there's a few of them.
Well, a lot of us are wondering. It's kind of like My Brother, Me, where a lot of us are wondering who
the
Old Man
is. The Old Man, okay.
Is, okay. But in the show, there's flashbacks, and the actor Christopher Redman is in there playing young John Lithgow.
I gotta look it up.
And he's fucking nailing it.
Okay.
It's wild, okay? It's
1 minute has elapsed of your Lithgow time.
So I was watching The Old Man with my broth and my chair, and I was watching The Old Man, and then I started thinking, man, I'd love to see this guy in like Harry and the Hendersons or one of the classic Lithgow roles. And I was thinking, like, if we could reboot film franchises, right? Why can't we reboot acting careers?
Human beings. Yeah.
Why can't we have another John Lithgow just doing it again?
Yeah.
So Third Rock from the Sun.
Right.
Again. You don't have to reinvent the show. Because you've got it,
but just it's
rebooted
it's
Lithgow.
So shot like for
same,
shot,
same yeah, shot for shot, same scripts, same
different
sets.
But this time we've got
same people.
Oh, okay. See, I was going to say, because we have an opportunity, we could get Italian Stewart in there.
Sure.
We could get, I don't remember who else was in that. It was in Third Rock.
I believe there was
Joseph Gordon-Levitt?
Joseph Gordon-Levitt was there.
Wayne Knight?
Kristen Johnson?
Kristen Johnson.
I just Googled Third Rock from the Sun. The top asked question is, how good was Third Rock from the Sun?
So good.
Answer, so very good. So excuse me, good. I think we forgot a little lady named Jane Curtin, yeah. A megawatt talent lifting
Shining
Third
Star.
Rock from the Sun.
Okay, so
that's just one thing, though.
That's just one of the projects.
That's just that one of the
get.
Projects that we can start again when there's a new Lithgow
right.
starting over.
The possibilities are endless. That was, I think, like 2.5 minutes. And I'm okay with that, but I would like to get to the second point of this WikiHow article.
Yes,
I'm ready.
Yes.
Wear a few accessories to complement your look. Do not go overboard. A small bracelet and earrings or pendant, necklace, and a ring will be good enough.
You don't want anything that's going to whip around and hit you in your own face.
Unless that's like part of it. Like when I do a dance of any style, I like to wear a big pendant that I can kind of like
swing
around. And then like it looks cool. It weapon... wear makeup. Makeup makes you look and feel good. Getting challenged for it.
But did I do this before I leave the house?
Yes.
Or is it like, I'm ready to battle you, and I'm like, give me 20 minutes.
If you stay ready for a dance battle, you don't
have
to
get
ready.
I need to put on my cat costume.
I need to get feeling feline and fancy free. Focusing towards winning. One, learn to improvise. This is the first step of learning to win. Improvising in dance is to move to the music without doing any choreographed steps. Yes. Good.
Yes.
Yeah.
You might remember, you might not have a choice of music. This means that any generic music will be played and you have to put your moves out there.
It could be Jingle Bells.
Could be Jingle Bells. You could have to, may have to do some.
It could be that We Love the Subs Quiznos jingle.
It could be the Quiznos song that you have to b-boy to.
Yeah. It could be a funeral dirge.
Could be a funeral dirge.
I'm saying the best, I'm just going to put it out there, the best. Dance accessory you can have, Jamiroquai hat.
Could be corn.
Give me this.
I'll stop for this.
Now, here's what I've discovered.
Sorry, let me finish my point. Reinforced Jamiroquai hat that you can do a full headstand on and it doesn't collapse.
That's
okay,
huge.
Now, Justin, go on.
I messed up the sliders on my board so I couldn't hear the colorful buttons. And then when I fixed the sliders, Griffin was on the besties yesterday when I did this. That sound was already playing.
It was playing. It had been playing nonstop for 10 hours. Yeah,
not 10 hours, for weeks. My soundboard has been like, okay, J-Man, okay.
It's been crying out from a locked prison deep in the silence.
You can't hear it? Okay, I'll just keep playing it over and over
again. Free me from this hell.
Okay, step one, learn to improvise. Step two, learn to dance.
Wow, I would have flipped those myself.
Yeah. No way.
Before you participate in any battles or dance-offs, you must know how to dance. If you don't know how to, read How to Dance. This is
a book. Is that real?
This is not linked anywhere, so I don't know what How to Dance is. I'm assuming it's a WikiHow article of How to Dance.
Is it capitalized?
Yes.
Justin, okay. Do not Google How to Dance.
No, I'm searching for a book called How to Dance.
Okay.
All very specific styles, like how to dance bachata.
Right. Okay. Step three is practice. Now let's move on to part three of the article, being positive. Being positive is necessary and it keeps you healthy as well as strong-minded.
Important.
Step one, meditate. Bet you didn't see that coming.
I did not. Keep your grades up.
Keep your grades up. Step two, keep your chakras up. Step three, smile. You don't know when those nerves can make you frown or even give you panic attacks. Smiling, in my experience, when panicked about some sort of uncomfortable situation, smiling is usually not medicine for the panic attack that I'm having. Whenever I'm sort of deep in a panty, I can't just be like, this'll fix it.
Yeah. I would say if you made that face, though, you're really going to get in the head of your opponent.
That's
true. Intimidation wise.
Yeah. And then step three, also impossible, avoid thinking of what could go wrong.
Sure, WikiHow.
Now, this is what I've been waiting on to get my mind right at is this to prepare point, though, to dance off.
Yeah.
If you're meditating.
Life, by the way.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Life. Psychiatrists hate this one trick.
Yeah.
Where you just don't think about just the bad things that can happen.
If you're in touch with the dance force like this, right? You're improvising, you're learning to dance, you're meditating, you're staying positive. That thing of like, don't think what's going to go wrong. You won't be able to because you're so present in the dance force moving forward.
Right.
That you're not thinking about the past. You're not thinking about the future. You're purely in the dance.
You are the dance.
Right.
What if I learned improvise so well that I don't need to learn to dance?
Well, that's why that's step one.
Speaking of that.
What if it's all vamping? It's just all.
Where did you learn that? They'll say, and you'll say, it was just the way my body wanted to move. And they'll be like, holy shit.
Yeah. Here's the last part, and it's an important one because it is dancing during the battle. Part one. Don't.
Yeah.
Don't dance.
Listen.
Stand there. Look at them.
Stillness.
Them.
Find it in stillness. That would be terrifying.
Whoever dances first loses.
Okay. Step one, put out your best moves. If you have tricks, flips, or anything unique, such as tutting, even during a ballet battle, these can help you win. Ballet battles, are those real? I have not seen Black Swan.
Now, display- is this right off the bat? You're just using it, like you're coming out the gate, using all your utility? Like,
yeah, but that's not enough, Travis, because step two, and this is what it says, make facial expressions.
Yeah.
It doesn't say, like, cool facial expressions or cool dancing facial expressions. Just any sort of facial expression is going to get you there. Making facial expressions is obligatory if you are set to win. They express more than your moves. And to be human, your face is going to be doing
it
something.
It does stuff. Your face, occasionally, even if it's just stubbing your toe, you're going to make a face.
Look your opponent in the eye. And this is why this is the first step in Cha-Cha Slide, is they do say like, hey, everybody, it's me, the creator of the Cha-Cha Slide. Before you get into this.
Johnny Cha-Cha.
It's me, Johnny Cha-Cha. Stare into your opponent's soul and prepare, be ready to take their life.
Now, that's a great point, Griffin. Too rarely do we address, a lot of people say dance partner, but I see even when you're dancing with someone as a battle,
it's right? always.
Who's leading? Well, who's winning? You know what I mean?
So this step is my favorite step in the whole article. Step four, add in a few moves that include your opponent. You two can do a split in between their legs. Flip over their back and take them by surprise.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Fucking cool. Do cartwheels around them. I will, thanks. Use the entire floor for doing a few tricks, leaving them no space to dance. Catch the audience's attention. That's great. They're, like, getting ready to do something, but you're already there. Just... And then they're like, okay, well, I guess I'll get on the ground, but you're on the ground underneath.
You're already there. And then they lose, and they go home, and they go to cry them in bed with their wife to tell them what a horrible day. And you're already there.
You're in bed with their wife, and you're just.
And you're in the mirror, dancing like, back at them wherever they go.
They're like, I have to poop so, I have had to poop since our dance battle. You can't, I'm on your toilet. I'm on every toilet. You'll never be, do arm or body waves around their body. A few competitions may not let the dancer touch the other dancer even slightly. If this is the case, do not go too near, but mock them with a bit with stronger dance moves. I can't even participate in dance battles where you're not allowed to touch and fully hit
and flip over.
Yeah, flip over and kick and attack and hurt your opponent.
I'm actually not. Like, legally not allowed to participate in dance battles anymore because my signature move used to be this thing where I would do a bunch of, like, flips towards a person, and then I'd stop with, like, my hand, like, a half an inch away from their nose. And one time I was planning it, and I did all my math homework to get the geometry right, and the person leaned forward a little bit, and I smashed their whole face in, and I killed them on the spot.
But did you – but and you – but you –
I mean, I won, but at what cost? The cost of my immortal soul. And I spent 25 years in Folsom Prison, I wrote a famous song about it.
I'm just now hearing about all this?
Yeah. Well, I'm not proud of it, but I wrote a song about it, but I'm not proud of it.
But listen, this is the last step. Don't be disheartened if you don't win. Winning isn't everything. Trying your best is. It's a new experience. You killed a guy? It was your first
It was your first
one.
Kill.
It's a new experience. And sometimes you will be given critiques to work on. Hey, next time, Don't kill that guy. Well, you can't kill that guy again.
Don't
kill his twin brother.
And
they're
going to be hard because his twin brother's going to be coming for you.
You always have space to do better. Just don't lose hope. The sun will come out tomorrow. You kill the guy. The sun will come out tomorrow.
At least you got your grades.
Yeah, you got grades up.
You got your grades.
Your grades are doing great. Your parents are there.
This is why you need the grades to stay up, because you need something to cling to.
Yeah.
Really?
If it doesn't work out the way you want, you need something on the burner.
You can always do grades.
Yeah. And while I was in prison, I got my law degree so that I could help people who didn't kill people in dance battles, but were framed for it. Yeah. I helped them get out of prison.
Not like you.
I did it.
And that's what you tell your clients. I know how to help you. Because I've been there. Not exactly there, because I killed my guy.
I killed my guy. 100%. It was open and shut.
Travis, you are
hoving treacherously close to pitching a freebie a drama series starring Simon Baker as the dance criminal.
Hey, please. Simon Baker should work more, as far as I'm concerned. However much he's working isn't enough. I want to watch it.
I love Freevee, but you know what's not free?
What?
Money.
I was going to say this podcast, but
it definitely, demonstrably
is. But we do have ads. Let's go to the Billy. But that's the Sawbones one.
Let's go to the Billy.
Let's go to the Billy Bob's.
Take it, Billy.
Let's go to Billy Bob's Wonderland.
Hey, guys, it's me, Billy. Do you brush your teeth?
I don't.
You should, you fucking gross hoe. Anyways, the money zone. We here love Stitch Fix. We've talked about it many, many times. But I want to tell you, as much as I like getting close through Stitch Fix, which I do, I love we signed BB up for it. And BB gets close through Stitch Fix. And they're some of the cutest shit I've ever seen. She got this pair of pants that had sequined hearts, on the knees. Cute. And when you swipe it up one way, it's white hearts. You swipe it down the other way, rainbow hearts. I love it. It's so great. She is on a kick of getting the sequin stuff that you swipe your hand across it, it changes colors. And Stitch Fix is nailing it at all fronts. So if you already have your game right and you want to get it for somebody you know, or somebody in your house, or you don't have your fit game right, then get it through Stitch Fix because they'll get you all set up. And it's easy to get clothes that fit you. Because you're going to tell them what you like, where you want to wear it, what your price range is, all that stuff. And then with those choices in mind, they'll send you the perfect fit, handpicked just for you. And anything that doesn't fit or that you don't like, you don't have to pay for it. You only pay for what you keep. And it's incredible. It taught me about good jeans, getting pants, jeans that are comfy and fit well and that just get softer and better with each wash. I love them. And right now, Stitch Fix is offering my listeners $20 off their first fix at stitchfix.com/mybrother. That's stitchfix.com/mybrother for $20 off today. stitchfix.com/mybrother.
You got to keep your house clean.
I'm trying.
I know, but if you're me, it's really infringes on your mood. But I don't like to clean. I just like having a place that is clean. But Blue Land makes it a little easier and makes it something I feel a little bit better about. This is a company that is on a mission to eliminate single-use plastic by reinventing cleaning essentials to be better for you and the planet. What does that mean? Well, you get the container from Blue Land, and then you get refills for the container that aren't going to clutter up a landfill with a bunch of empty bottles. And the containers are really nice. They look nice on your countertop. They look sturdy and something that you will be proud to have visible in your home if that's the way you want to do it. And they don't ship a lot of water. A lot of their products, not all, are in tablet form, and you put them into water and then it creates the cleaning liquid or what have you. Yeah, I know. The refills start at just $2.25, and you can have a subscription or buy in bulk if you want that to be even cheaper. So give it a try. They also work great. If I could say that as well, I think that's important.
I'm sure they want you to say. I bet they are.
Yeah, I bet they love
that. You said that.
It's just a little change, but it's your little step you can take towards sustainability and have a beautiful, beautiful cleaning experience. Ooh. To get 15% off your first order, go to blueland.com/mybrother. That's 15% off your first order right now when you go to blueland.com/mybrother. That's blueland.com/mybrother.
Dear Reading Glasses, it's been years since I've been able to read. I missed it so much, but I had no idea where to start. I felt so overwhelmed. But thanks to your show, now I'm back to enjoying books again and feeling like a reader. Love, Sarah.
Yeah, that's an email we actually answered. Okay, maybe not that email specifically, but one just like it, because most of our listeners are named Sarah.
We're Reading Glasses, and we're here to solve all your reader problems. We give advice, help you find books you love, and discuss reading without making you feel pressured.
No matter what you read or how you read it, we'll help you do it better. Reading Glasses, every week on Maximum Fun.
Are elephants right-handed?
What's the middlest size in the universe?
What is the history of fan fiction?
Let's find out together on our show, Let's Learn Everything, where we learn anything and everything interesting.
My name's Caroline, and I studied biodiversity and conservation.
My name's Tom, and I studied computer science and cognitive blah, 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 blah.
Did you?
And my name's Ella, and I studied stem cells and regenerative medicine.
On our show, we do as much research as you would for a class, but we don't get in trouble for making each other laugh.
And we get to say f***.
Maybe not in the trailer.
Subscribe to Let's Learn Everything every other Thursday on Maximum Fun.
Justin, how about another question?
I'd love that, Trav. I was scrolling through my Instagram messages to see that my landlord had sent me a clip from Ted 2 on Instagram.
Yeah.
Specifically the one where they almost run over the Star Wars cosplayers. Ah, yes. One of my favorite scenes from the film Ted 2.
I gotta watch Ted 2.
Again. I have a list of my favorite funny parts from Ted 2 and my favorite sad parts from Ted 2. And I keep it in a Google spreadsheet that is publicly available if you want to. It's got time codes and everything. This one's on the funny side and the sad side.
Now, Griffin every Christmas will have us gather around and watch his fan edit, which is just the reordered scenes of Ted 2 in a way
from
that he
best
thinks
to worst,
more.
Which is weird. Well,
Is
it for emotional impact this year, Griffin, or best to worst? What are you thinking?
If you go to my website where I have arranged all of the movies with moments
in
them.
You didn't pay for hosting, and it is being squatted on.
No, I do have this website, if you could let me finish my incredible joke, that I have all the time codes from all of my favorite funny jokes in Ted and Ted 2 and Million Ways to Die in the West. It is called Mr. Grin, because these moments from these films will make you smile. That's a guarantee. Put a smile on your face.
I also have a website. I've uploaded all of my favorite Ted 2 clips on, and I called it YouTube. But after I put all those clips on, I was like, it's still feeling a little empty out here. So I'm going to open the floodgates to other Ted 2 fans.
Yeah.
And it kind of got out of hand a little bit.
Yeah. Now, what I've done is I've gone on TikTok and uploaded the entirety of Ted 2 in 30-second clips.
Yeah.
So you can just swipe through those in order to get the timing right so it flows. But you can work through all of Ted 2 30 seconds at a time.
It's the best way. It's the only way to watch. Let's finish the question, though.
I don't really know what to say to this, as it would be the second message he sent me after, would you be interested in renting a room here 1.5 years ago? That's from Confused Student in Long Beach.
Well, Ted 2 transcends intention or me. Like, he saw this and probably just sent it to everyone in his contact list. Like, I don't think that this was specific to
you.
You
think he pushed you think Instagram lets you push a button
for Ted 2
and send a clip of Ted 2 to everyone you know? That's too much power.
That's funny.
We don't usually do this on the podcast, but I'm going to watch a brief clip from Ted 2.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if it's
just by yourself.
Yeah.
He's really just doing the Peter Griffin voice.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's weird. I never really thought about it before. In the many times, so it looks like they almost hit the Star Wars cosplayers.
It's different. There's a lot of nuance.
Yeah, I feel like Griffin's not encapsulating the fact that it's a talking teddy bear and how inherently funny that is.
We had a meeting once with the people, the family guy, Seth's people over at Family Guy Productions. You're very nice. And I was really scared because I don't remember everything I've said about different stuff. You know, I feel like if Seth can razz people, we could maybe do a little razz at ourselves. You know, we all had a lot of fun here.
This clip from TED 2 is not very funny. Okay. But, and I'm not saying the film's not, I'm just saying that this clip is a strange one for anyone to say, I bet I know someone who would love this.
Do you do cosplay? Do you do, like, Star Wars
stuff? I have to imagine that a detail that essential and germane would be included in the email. I mean, you'd hope,
but they also didn't send along a link to the clip.
Okay. Second question. Do you have a fairly common name or username?
Ted.
Like
Ted2FanXL
42069. But if your like username is
Ted
like
Ted 2 and Foot Guy.
Yeah. If your username is such that like it would easily be confused with someone else he knows named like Jake or something. And maybe yeah. Jake is a huge fucking Ted 2 fan.
That's and possible.
Click the wrong one.
Maybe. Possible. Anything's possible online.
But now what you can't do, oh, it could crush your landlord's heart if you said, like, did you mean to send this to me or is this for someone else? And there's your landlord like, I was trying to open the gates. And
yeah.
It was a mistake.
Maybe you hit them back with some of your favorite film clips from, and they don't always have to be. Like, maybe you start with some lighthearted, like, some clips from TED 1 to just, like, make your landlord feel comfortable. And then, like, after a while, you send him a clip from, like, Kramer versus Kramer. And yeah. You're like, this one's not funny, but it may... Here's a clip from Boy in the Striped Pajamas. It's not funny.
It's not funny.
But I thought you would like it, because, like, as a film buff.
Or just work your way back until eventually you get to, like, here's a clip, and it's like a train coming straight at the screen. Don't freak out.
Yeah.
It's not real. It's not a real train. Don't scream. But there you go. What do you think? That's all the clips from all the movies ever.
That's every movie. My name is Jeremy Criterion.
And that's now, all the movies.
Now you've experienced my collection in the way it was meant to be experienced.
Now it's your collection.
Now it's your collection.
You must take care of it so that I may die. You're the giver now.
Man, I'd love that version of The Giver if instead of Forbidden Memories, it was like, you gotta see this clip from Shrek Forever After. They don't let you watch this one in school, and for good reason.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to munch
squad. Now this is coming in.
But I want to munch
squad.
It is 52 minutes and 40 seconds recording time.
We can do those late.
I know. That's why I wanted to, this one isn't very big.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I just wanted to quickly alert you to it.
Oh, is it a plane tie-in meal? Is somebody doing like airplane food?
Bojangles. Bojangles. You guys know Bojangles?
Yes.
I know of them.
It's a chicken restaurant that, when it opened in Huntington, they had to shut down part of Route 60 because everyone needed to get there. And then they built a second one and nobody went to either and they both closed. That's the story of Bojangles in Huntington. So they've launched an alcoholic sweet tea with Appalachian Mountain Brewery.
Served in store?
Some things just go together. That's why Bojangles and Appalachian Mountain Brewery have partnered to brew the tasty beverage we didn't know we'd been waiting for. Bojangles Hard Sweet Tea.
Okay.
Two Carolina-born brands join forces to carefully concoct 2023's newest and best drink. Combining Bojangles' knowledge of expertly steeped sweet tea and A&B's award-winning brewing innovation, the result is an easy-drinking, refreshing hard tea, sure to delight fans of both brands, ages 21 and older.
Which sure. of these companies do you think is most likely to betray the other one? Because if they're coming into that, I've watched a lot of Succession.
Right.
They're coming in. One of them's bringing the knowledge of sweet tea. One of them's bringing the knowledge of where to buy alcohol. And you mix those together, right? So one of them is going to have to either try to take over the other company or steal their secrets or something. And frankly, I think Bojangles has the cutthroat heart of a killer.
I think so, too. I was just thinking that.
The collaboration represents a prominent new food licensing deal for Bojangles. With millions of loyal fans garnered over its 45-year history, the brand hopes to tap
into a hard tea. Tap. Got distracted. Into God.
Yeah, the joke was so funny.
Here we go. Tap into fans' love of all things Bojangles with this new beverage. This collaboration is something sweet, says Jackie Woodard, chief brand and marketing officer for Bojangles. Partnering with AMB to craft our legendary iced tea into a hard tea for fans of legal drinking age was a natural fit, and the team poured passion into the entire process. We can't wait for fans to try it. This is the second time in the press release they have felt the need to clarify that this hard alcoholic sweet tea is not for children.
Oh, and the representative goes on to say, and we love how naive they are over at AMB Brewing. We're really looking forward to them sharing their secrets with us and us taking their secrets from them. Those absolute sheep.
Bojangles sweet tea is a staple across the South, says Nathan Kelishek, the AMB founder and brewmaster.
And we trust them without fail. They would never hurt us.
They would never go behind us and steal all. We're excited to continue to share our craft in innovative new ways. Bojangles hard sweet tea will be perfect for entertaining in the spring, vacationing in the summer, tailgating in the fall, and any occasion where you want
to
bring the
fucking fun. Drink it in the
Don't
winter.
Fucking no, you know it's winter now. Don't you fucking touch it.
It actually, if it goes below 32 degrees, it becomes poisonous for human consumption. Please don't drink it in the winter.
And here's how it closes. It's always been bow time, and now it's also brew time. It's been brew time
longer.
Since the times of ancient Egypt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's been bow time for 45 years.
Yeah.
That's a huge difference. They have messed that up so completely. It has not always been bow time.
Well, we don't know that they didn't have Bojangles in ancient Egypt. They may have called it something else.
Yeah, at the Library of Alexandria, they might have had it there and then lost it.
And then lost it, tragically.
It's only been recovered.
For the ancient Egyptians, Bojangles might have been a series of characters that depict a language with iconography. And they called it hieroglyphics, but it was still Bojangles.
But it was Bojangles to them.
It was Bojangles.
It was bird plus sun equal crispy. And they just had the sign for crispy drawn there.
Yeah, sure.
You get it.
Thank you so much for listening to our podcast. We hope you have enjoyed yourself. Hope January's been treating you well. It's cold here.
Okay. That's a weird thing to say, Juice.
Yeah, we don't do that ever.
We never say, like, hope this period of time is good.
But not doing it has brought us to here.
That's true. Let's get better.
We have to try something.
Coming out in about a month at this point, the Taz 11th Hour graphic novel. It's coming out February 21st. You can pre-order it. Don't wait now because there's pre-order special editions and special things to get. Go to theadventurezonecomic.com. We have special editions with Barnes & Noble and Indigo and Books A Million. And you can submit your receipt at bit.ly/11th, all spelled out, 11th Hour pre-order to get a lenticular sticker featuring art from the book. Make sure you check out our merch store where we've got the Amnesty Flame Bright Dice. We've got the Cornhole for Your Soul sticker. We've got a There's a Rudeness enamel pin. And 10% of all merch proceeds this month go to Races, which promotes justice by providing free and low-cost legal services to underserved immigrant children, families, and refugees. All of that at macroymerch.com. And don't forget, we got one more, like a little special 20 Rendezvous Fancy Takes Flight tour here in 20 Sun and Sea. April 27th, we're going to be in San Jose doing Taz. April 28th, San Jose doing My Brother, My Brother and Me. April 29th, Denver doing My Brother and Me. All existing tickets will be honored, but there are tickets still available. And mask and proof of full vaccination or negative COVID test within 72 hours of event start is required.
Nice. Hey, thanks to Montaigne for the use of our theme song, My Life is Better With You. That's a really, really good song.
It's a good one.
I'm really happy that we are really able to use it. Speaking of music, I just put out all the music from the first season of Taz Ether Sea on my Bandcamp, and all album sales from all of Adventure Zone in the month of January is going to be donated to Earth Justice, which is a really great nonprofit. So you should go check that out. Also, is that it?
We came up with some way to end the show last week, but I didn't listen back.
So it's people who are in the Wild West, Code of the West, Boys of Moo Mesa.
That was okay.
That couldn't be it.
That was it.
Okay, Travis, who are we featuring this week?
Okay, hold on.
You pulled this up really fast.
Yeah, I was excited about it. I mean, it should be stated, because I did mention the character, but then did not mention the actor, that a recurring role on here was Tim Curry as Jacques Lebeuf.
Okay.
25 episodes Curry appeared in.
Wow.
That might have been the entire run. I actually think that was the entire run.
If you have Tim, you're going to use him every
episode. So that was Jim Cummings, a.k.a. Winnie the Pooh, alongside Tim Curry.
He played they both played a role?
Yeah. Jim Cummings, Dakota Duke, Tim Curry, Jacques Lebeuf.
This is feeling like nothing, guys.
Yeah, it feels like nothing. We need a different way to end the show.
All right, cool. You guys do something. Come on.
No, the new thing is we feature a new Tim Curry role in every episode, so now we're already on track. Griffin,
thanks for listening. The end.
There! We've earned that! Earned that! That's our closer now. Thanks for listening. The end. My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
Sorry, I was looking up facts about gargoyles.
I know you fucking were. I know that's what you were doing.
It's been my brother begins your dad square for the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.